Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into On Grand Strategy by Pulitzer Prize-winning author John Lewis Gaddis. Published in 2018, this thought-provoking book offers a deep dive into the strategic principles that have shaped the successes and failures of great leaders throughout history. Drawing from a rich array of historical episodes, from the ancient empires of Rome to the intricate geopolitics of the Cold War, Gaddis identifies the enduring tactics and monumental blunders that have defined leadership across centuries. With his extensive experience as a history professor at Yale University and author of renowned works such as The Cold War, A New History, and George F. Kennan, An American Life, Gaddis brings a scholarly rigor and accessible writing style that makes complex ideas relatable and engaging. This book is ideal for history enthusiasts, military strategists, and anyone interested in understanding the core qualities of impactful leadership. It's also a valuable resource for managers, CEOs, and other leaders looking for strategic insights that transcend the battlefield and apply to the modern boardrooms and decision-making scenarios. Join us as we explore the powerful lessons On Grand Strategy offers for navigating challenges and leading effectively in any arena. Questo, On Grand Strategy, a Masterclass in Strategic Thinking. Introduction. Navigating leadership through the lessons of history's titans. Why pore over history books and dissect the lives of past giants? Because nestled amongst these stories are the kernels of wisdom, lessons on success and cautionary tales of downfall. From the strategic acumen of King Xerxes of Persia and the political savvy of Rome's Emperor Augustus, to the resilient leadership of Lincoln and FDR, history offers a diverse palette of leadership experiences. Each leader, either through astute foresight or grievous miscalculations, provides valuable insights into the anatomy of effective direction. At the heart of many historical narratives on leadership lies a commonality. Adaptability and effective resource allocation often determine success. These leaders, whether they triumphed or faltered, show varying degrees of cleverness in applying the means at their disposal to achieve their objectives. Learn from the fox and the hedgehog, goes the ancient parable that frames much of this book's wisdom. As you dive deeper into these stories, you'll uncover the defined traits of these two creatures and how they metaphorically translate into the realm of leadership. Through exploring historical episodes, you will understand why leaning too heavily on fox-like cunning or hedgehog-like simplicity can be detrimental. You'll compare the contrasting approaches of Spain and England in governing their American colonies, and discover how the actions of the U.S. set the stage for its own antagonist in the Cold War. Each historical vignette not only paints a picture of the past, but also offers timeless lessons that resonate across centuries. Relevant both in corridors of power and everyday life, leadership scenarios. Part 1. Mastering the Art of Leadership, the Delicate Balance Between Vision and Vigilance. Isaiah Berlin, the renowned Oxford professor and president of Wolfson College, introduced a compelling framework for understanding different intellectual styles through the allegory of the fox and the hedgehog. He suggested that while hedgehogs center their world around a single, overarching idea, foxes embrace a multiplicity of perspectives and recognize the complexity of reality. This analogy, which Berlin initially applied to literary figures such as Plato and Dostoevsky, the hedgehogs, versus Shakespeare and Joyce, the foxes, has since been extended to dissect leadership styles. In this broader application, hedgehogs are seen as determined, driven by a grand vision, whereas foxes adopt a more cautious approach, alert to potential challenges and complexities. This dichotomy brings to light that the most effective leaders often exhibit qualities of both the fox and the hedgehog. Leaders who position themselves at the extremes, either overly cautious or blinded by their ambitions, can meet pitfalls that may lead to failure. A poignant historical example of this theory in action features King Xerxes of Persia and his advisor Artabanus around 480 BC, during their deliberation over an invasion of Greece. Artabanus, the fox, counseled prudence, pointing out the logistical nightmares and the robustness of the Greek military. Xerxes, embodying the hedgehog's traits, was driven by the allure of conquest and dismissed these concerns. The subsequent events highlighted the validity of Artabanus's apprehensions, as the Persian forces were indeed unprepared for the challenges they faced against the Greeks. Yet, the narrative also underscores that Artabanus's overly cautious approach isn't always the right answer. Sometimes bold and decisive actions are necessary. The ideal leader, therefore, integrates the strategic vision of a hedgehog with the meticulous attention to detail of a fox. Abraham Lincoln exemplifies this blended leadership style. His unwavering commitment to the abolition of slavery drove him to pursue the 13th Amendment with a hedgehog's focus. However, like a fox, he navigated through a complex political landscape using a mix of tactics, including persuasion, negotiation, and even deception when necessary. This synthesis of qualities enabled Lincoln to achieve his lofty goals without losing sight of the real-world obstacles, providing a timeless model for effective leadership. Thus, the true art of leadership lies in maintaining this delicate balance, having a grand vision yet staying vigilant to the multifold realities of execution. Part 2: The Predictive Prowess of the Fox, Unraveling the Fox-Hedgehog Theory in Forecasting. Originally coined by Isaiah Berlin as a playful categorization of writers, the fox-hedgehog analogy found unexpected relevance in the fields of leadership and predictive accuracy. Berlin's theoretical musings turned into practical insights when political psychologist Philip E. Tetlock leveraged this analogy in a comprehensive analysis of expert predictions. From 1988 to 2003, Tetlock embarked on a groundbreaking study involving 27,451 forecasts about global politics, sourced from 284 professionals spanning various disciplines like academia, politics, and think tanks. This diverse group also displayed a spectrum of personal traits, from pessimism to optimism. Surprisingly, Tetlock discovered that traditional factors, such as political orientation or professional background, had little correlation with the accuracy of these predictions. Instead, the defining factor lay in whether these experts identified more with the attributes of a fox or a hedgehog. Foxes, who draw on a broad array of information and appreciate the complexity of political systems, significantly outperformed their hedgehog counterparts in forecasting events. Unlike hedgehogs, who seek refuge in simplistic interpretations, foxes recognize the unpredictable nature of politics, integrating diverse perspectives and remaining open to revision. One notable aspect of foxes that Tetlock highlighted was their humility. This trait encouraged a cautious approach, allowing them to consider various possibilities and adjust their views based on emerging evidence. Hedgehogs, contrastingly, often fell prey to their stubbornness and confidence, which sometimes led to rigid predictions that were no more accurate than random chance, akin to a chimpanzee throwing darts. Interestingly, despite their lower predictive success, hedgehogs were frequently favored in media circles. Their strong, clear-cut viewpoints made for compelling television and straightforward narratives that resonated more easily with the public than the nuanced, sometimes ambiguous, analyses presented by foxes. Isaiah Berlin's playful analogy, therefore, transformed into a tool that not only dissected leadership effectiveness, but also demystified the art of making predictions. This real-life application underscores the profound implications of understanding whether one leans towards the fox's adaptability or the hedgehog's focus, a dichotomy that proved to be far more than just intellectual amusement. Part 3: Strategic Leadership, Crafting Success from Limitations and Guarding Against the Intoxication of Power. History has presented us with a spectrum of leaders, ranging from those who were overwhelmed by their own ambition to astute strategists who capitalized on their constraints to achieve greatness. The key to their success often lay in a clear-eyed assessment of their capabilities and the strategic leveraging of their strengths. Consider Octavian, the young heir of Julius Caesar, who notably lacked his great-uncle's military prowess. Recognizing this limitation, Octavian didn't attempt to emulate Caesar's path as a formidable general. Instead, he strategically secured the loyalty of Rome's army through financial incentives, which solidified his base of power without direct military conquest. Faced with more experienced rivals like Mark Antony and Lepidus, Octavian opted for a subtler route to supremacy. By accepting a division of the empire and a shared leadership, he positioned himself advantageously, allowing him time to strengthen his influence discreetly. This tactful patience paid off, as Octavian eventually ascended as Augustus, Rome's first emperor, proving that strategic acumen can outpace sheer force. However, as historical narratives show, the summit of power can also distort judgment. The saga of Napoleon offers a vivid illustration of this peril. Renowned military theorist Karl von Clausewitz aptly described war as a forceful act to compel an adversary to fulfill our wishes, a principle Napoleon ignored when he let ambition override strategic prudence. In 1812, in a bid to assert dominance over the Russian Tsar, Napoleon launched a hasty invasion of Russia, planning a quick victory and return before winter. Yet, the campaign turned disastrous as his forces reached a desolated Moscow, devoid of supplies and hospitable conditions. The harsh Russian winter decimated his troops during their retreat, marking a significant blow to Napoleon's empire. Napoleon, once a master strategist, faltered as his victories inflated his ego, dimming the practical wisdom that had characterized his earlier successes. As pinpointed in the book, common sense is like oxygen. The higher you get, the thinner it becomes. A reminder that the intoxication of power can erode even the keenest strategic minds. Thus, the journey of leadership requires not just the formulation of clever strategies to overcome limitations, but also a vigilant self-awareness to prevent power from corrupting one's wisdom. Part 4. Flexibility as the foundation of enduring leadership. A common misconception in leadership is equating strength with the unwavering obedience of followers. However, such rigid homogeneity often prepares the ground for instability, as a minor challenge can escalate into a major upheaval. This lesson was vividly illustrated during the European colonization of the Americas, where the adaptability of British colonial governance starkly contrasted with the rigid structures of the Spanish rule. Under Queen Elizabeth I, the British colonies were managed with a relatively hands-off approach, fostering a system that valued delegation and local input. This mode of governance allowed local leaders to engage directly with the concerns of their communities, crafting tailored responses to unique challenges. Consequently, the British colonies developed a diverse and resilient administrative structure, capable of absorbing shocks and preventing them from spiraling into wider crises. In stark contrast, King Philip II of Spain enforced a uniform approach across his vast empire. From religious practices to administrative styles, the Spanish colonies operated under a stringent, centralized system that left little room for regional adjustment. This uniformity meant that disturbances were not contained or managed locally, but had the potential to ignite widespread dissent across the empire. The rigid and homogeneous nature of Spanish colonial rule meant that any form of dissent or disruption could destabilize the entire system, propagating rapidly due to the lack of adaptive mechanisms within the governance structures. The consequences of these differing approaches became even more apparent following the independence movements. In North America, the existing complex and adaptable governance systems transitioned smoothly into a structured national framework, positioning the United States to contend with and eventually surpass the old world powers. Conversely, the fall of the Spanish Empire precipitated a power vacuum in South America. The strict and centralized Spanish rule had stifled the development of local governance expertise, leaving a legacy of what Simon Bolivar termed political immaturity. As a result, instead of coalescing into a unified bloc like the United States, the newly independent nations of South America remained fragmented and struggled to establish stable governance structures. This historical juxtaposition highlights a crucial insight for leadership across contexts. Adaptability not only enhances stability, but also prepares societies to face future challenges effectively, turning potential disruptions into opportunities for growth and development. Part 5: The Delicate Balance of Short-Term Actions and Long-Term Vision. Exploring leadership through Isaiah, Berlin's metaphor of the fox and the hedgehog raises the question: is leading truly as binary as these categories suggest? The nuances of history indicate otherwise, showing that even the most astute leaders can sometimes blur these lines, especially when short-term victories obscure the horizon of long-term successes. This theme of foresighted strategy versus immediate gain unfurls dramatically in the context of World War I. During this tumultuous period, the United States and its allies persuaded Russia to remain engaged in the war. This decision inadvertently catalyzed the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, a movement bolstered by Russia's war-weakened status. In the aftermath, the U.S., under Herbert Hoover's guidance, provided crucial aid to the nascent Soviet regime during the 1921-22 famine. Further, the U.S. inadvertently assisted in the industrialization of the Soviet Union under Stalin's five-year plan, which included exporting modern mass production techniques pioneered by Henry Ford. Ironically, these contributions helped forge the Soviet Union into a formidable adversary during the Cold War, exemplifying how short-sighted policies can inadvertently strengthen future enemies. The strategic approach of Franklin D. Roosevelt during his tenure illustrates a more balanced perspective that intertwines short-term tactics with a long-term vision. FDR recognized the strategic necessity of the Soviet Union as a counterbalance to the threats of Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan. In 1933, he pragmatically recognized the Soviet Union, anticipating the potential need for an alliance. His foresight proved prescient when the Hitler-Stalin non-aggression pact surfaced in 1939. Unlike others who might have viewed this as a stabilizing factor, FDR perceived the inherent tension between the two leaders' uncompromising natures. His anticipation of the pact's eventual dissolution positioned the United States as a ready ally for the USSR when the agreement fell apart. Franklin D. Roosevelt's leadership exemplifies the integration of Berlin's fox and hedgehog traits. On one hand, he held a steadfast, hedgehog-like focus on weakening Germany and Japan. On the other, he employed a fox's cunning, adapting tactics and forming alliances that aligned with his overarching strategies. This historical reflection highlights the importance for leaders to not only pursue immediate objectives, but also to carefully consider the long-term impact of their decisions. By maintaining awareness of both immediate and distant horizons, leaders can navigate the complex interplay of strategic choices to secure enduring legacies. Final summary: the journey to effective leadership is not guided by a rigid formula, but the annals of history offer enlightening examples that sketch the contours of successful leadership. These narratives consistently reveal that the most impactful leaders are those who maintain a clear vision of their ultimate objectives while simultaneously cultivating the flexibility to explore various pathways to achieve these goals. Such leaders navigate the complexities of their environments with an adaptive mindset, ready to adjust their strategies in response to unforeseen challenges without losing sight of their overarching aims. This adaptability prevents them from being derailed by unexpected situations, enabling them to guide their charges through turbulent times with a steady hand. In essence, the stories of past leaders teach us that, while the target of leadership remains constant, the realization of a grand vision, the routes to that target are many, and the wise leader is the one who remains open to navigating these routes with both foresight and agility. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.